Kathmandu and Beggar's Banquet are playing at the Wax on Saturday, November 29th. And for the next couple of weeks, I thought it would be some fun to have these guys play some songs unplugged in the studio. So in the meantime, this is Coral, Coral FM, Sound FM, www.soundfm, channel 946 on digital cable, and 100.3 on your analog dial. So right now, we're far out flicks selling tickets to the Kathmandu Beggar's Banquet show at the Wax Saturday, November 29th. This is going to be fun. This is going to be great. Kathmandu does, Bob. They do this. Like, how many times have I had the Crazy Diamonds on this show, Jack and Jesse? Like, at least 6 times. And they honor the songs of Pink Floyd. Well, Kathmandu's is the same thing. They honor the scrapbook of Bob Seger. And from what I can tell, they do it very well. So I'm expecting Bob Young and a couple of members from Kathmandu. And it's interesting because Bob Seger has a new studio album out, his first in 8 years, called Ride Out. I'm pretty sure Bob's probably going to go and see the Bob Seger show. I think it's in January in Toronto. So I'd like to talk to the guys about all this kind of stuff, and hopefully they'll be here in a couple of minutes. This is Factory City on Coral FM, and Kathmandu is here live in the studio. We'll be right back. Now I am back, and I have Kathmandu in the studio, and they are here they're going to do some live music. So I have Bob and Jay and Paul. Yep. Is that right? Paul's on upright bass. Jay's on acoustic, and Bob is on vocals. Yoo-hoo! So this is great. I'm so thrilled to have you guys here. So I'm going to let you take it away. You can do an intro, whatever you want to do. This is Kathmandu on Coral FM live in the studio.
Standing by the shore, pause a moment to reflect, which trip cost you more? Between the ever restless crowd, the silence of your room, then go back and do your time out here in no man's land. Victims come and victims go, there's always lots to spare. One victim plays a tragedy, another stops to stare. Still another walks on by, pretending not to see. We're all out here in no man's land, just to say this place to be. Sanctuary never comes, no some kind of risk. Illusions without freedom never quite add up to bliss. The haunted and the haunted play a game no one can win. Spirits come at midnight, and by dawn they're gone. Seems our destiny is a search you never find. Grab an ever-ranging wave that never seems to crest. Shiver in the darkest night, afraid to make your stand. Then go back and do your time out there in no man's land. No man's land. Out there, out there, out there. No man's land. Oh, no man's land. Out there, out there, out there.
Wow. That was great. Okay. Yay! I'm lighting an imaginary lighter. I always tell Jack and Jesse that. Lighting an imaginary lighter in here, if I smoked. So that was Kathmandu live in the studio. Man, you know what? I don't know where to... I guess I have all kinds of questions here to ask all three of you. One, how did you... Like, were you guys all in different bands before? So I'm going to... Bob, where do you come from music-wise? Like, where does your music story start?
When I was 20 years old, my brother-in-law and I started playing acoustics out in Mississauga. And we used to play in Yonge Street, too, just for the fun of it. You know, it's for something to do. And started playing, doing a duo around Mississauga and Burlington area. And it's always been since then. It's never stopped.
Okay. So how did you meet Jay and Paul?
Kathmandu's been together since 1989.
Okay, I didn't know. I don't know that.
With 11 years off.
Okay.
We've had 11 years off, and we've lost two original members.
Okay.
And Paul's been with us now for...
three or four years ago, I started playing with these guys. Yeah, the guitar player, Brad Freiheit, that used to play guitar, called me up. Their bass player has another gig, a full-time gig, so they needed a bass player, so I joined them, and... it's great playing with them. I've loved playing with them ever since we started. We did some corporate stuff, and you know, we play around a fair amount. Not in town a lot.
Yeah,
in town stuff.
Yeah, like Niagara Falls and around all over the place. Yeah. So you're an original. Like you guys, you've all been together since 1989. That I didn't know. So
the original Kathmandu started back then. I remember seeing these guys in the '90s, like probably early '90s at Stages. They were always a great band. I was always amazed by Bob's.
Yeah.
Bob Seger voice.
Yeah, he does have a Bob Seger voice. There's no doubt about that. You have that signature sort of rasp.
Yeah.
And Jay, how did you, how do you fit into this band?
Well, we're all mutual friends, and we've all been mutual friends with all the original musicians and stuff. So I remember first seeing these guys probably when I was about 19 at a place called, I think it was Country Camping. And Bob was doing the headlining, and some friends of mine were on the bill with them. I was just cutting my teeth back then. I was just kind of getting into it. But my first official Kathmandu gig was about 4 years ago. The guitar player at the time, Brad, a mutual friend of ours, couldn't do the show. So they called me and asked me if I could do it. So I went and did it. It was up in Aurora.
Yeah.
It was the City Music Festival. So that was it. Then I kind of went on my way and did my thing for a while. And then... the opportunity came up. Bob called me one day and said, "Hey, you know, I'm looking for a guitar player. Would you be into it?" And I didn't have to think too long. And I said, "Yeah, sure." And that's it. And that was actually not too long ago for me. That was back in April, May. And my first gig back was, I think, in July or August.
So you must be really excited because Bob Seger has his first studio album out in 8 years. Called Right Out. How do you feel about that, Bob?
It's actually great because we're going to have some new material.
I was going to say.
And it's great to see Bob Seger still touring at his age and still has it. I've always admired Bob Seger. I love his writing.
Well, he's great. You know. He writes, he's kind of writes for the working man, the working woman.
And, exactly.
You know, like every man, every woman, which I think is really neat. You know, his music's like, I work in a film store. So I think of Risky Business, I think of All Time Rock and Roll, I think of Forrest Gump, I think of Against the Wind, right?
Right.
You think of like a rock, you think of a Chevy truck commercial. I mean, he's he's a legend, you know,
he is a legend.
Why Bob Seger? Like, what made you decide to honor the Bob Seger scrapbook?
I've always liked Bob Seger. Back in the early 80s when I first started playing... I had three Bob Main Street, Night Moves, and Against the Wind were three songs that I've always done.
Yeah, Main Street. I love Main Street.
Yeah. Now Paul Hoffman, our drummer, back in '89, we were just mutual friends at the time, and we're all in different bands, and he was bugging me to do a Bob Seger tribute. And I didn't want to really do that at that time. I wanted to write, and I wanted to do, you know, some other stuff. And he called me up one day. This went on for a couple of months, and then he called me up one day. He got a new set of drums. He was dying to play them somewhere. He said, "Let's just put the Seger band together." And I was already playing with Brad Freiheit,
yep,
the original guitar player.
Yeah.
And we had a duo. So three of us just put the band together.
How long did it take you to learn all those songs?
A lot of endless nights in the practice hall.
And as Bob Seger's, you know, repertoire has evolved over the years, have you found it harder? Have you found it easier? Has his music changed for you?
I'm just going to say a lot of the songs we do, a lot of the versions are live versions, mm-hmm. like from Live Bullet or Nine Tonight,
Nine
I guess.
Tonight, yeah.
So, yeah, they're all pretty much live versions. So that's where we, I mean, I know when I had to learn the songs, I got a couple CDs and most of the songs, or a lot, not, I shouldn't say most of them, but a lot of them were studio versions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It hasn't really changed that much, really,
No, his music's changed progressively over the years. He's growing too, and mm-hmm. the music is—it's changed to some degree, but it's still Bob Seger. Like, he's still got the roots in there.
Yeah, exactly. I just wondered for you guys, you know, what it would be like, sort of riding along with him, because all his music is so good. And I'm what I was saying before. His music is just as good unplugged as it is full on, as you guys just proved. Bob, is it hard to do his voice? Like, how do you is there anything you do special to keep your voice in shape? Because he has a distinctive voice and he kind of has a rasp and a bit of a growl sometimes.
Yeah. No, there's nothing that I do to, it just kind of comes natural.
Okay.
To me.
All right. Did you want to play another song? Do you want me to play something off the CD? What would you guys like to do?
Sure. We'll do another song.
Okay.
This is called Jody Girl.
Okay.
Jody girl, Jody girl, spend your time today watching the clock spinning the hours away. Jody girl, know the world going round all day. Thinking back, things you used to say. Didn't they put you on a pedestal when first you met? Sure was some honeymoon. So hard to forget. Whatever happened to that crazy boy with the love light in his eyes? Used to bring you flowers every day. Now you sit here, cloudy afternoon, watching soap opera on TV. Your old man's working, and the kids are out playing. They're all playing. Little girl, you ain't feeling too free. Keep thinking back to high school days. All the while, good times you had. All the boyfriends knocking at your door. Jody girl, spend your time today watching the clocks spin the hours away. Jody girl, know the world going round all day. Thinking back,
put you on a pedestal. First you met, here was some honeymoon. Whatever happened to that crazy boy? The love light in his eyes.
Very nice. Jody Girl.
Thank you.
For November 29th, do you guys, have any surprises up your sleeve?
There's always a surprise when we play. We can't tell you what it is.
Okay. And how did you meet Beggar's Banquet? This isn't the first time you've played with these guys, is it?
Well, I've known Glenn Peltier for a number of years, probably 1984, 85, I met Glenn. And Mike McDonald as well at the same time.
Yeah.
So them boys have been around, for a long time.
I remember when Glenn was with Sticky Fingers.
Yeah, yes. I remember that band.
I wrote about Sticky Fingers for The Chord, I think it was, years ago. Mm-hmm. We were sitting around one night and he goes, what do you think of me? Like, somebody said I should do a Mick Jagger, like a Rolling Stones tribute band. And I said, yeah, I think you should do that. I think that would be a good idea. Because he's very funny. And I think you guys would be a great, like, I can't believe all you guys are coming to the studio. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just sitting here like a little sponge. I know a fair amount about music, but then I listen to guys like you, and I just sit there and absorb more and more information all the time. What do you want audiences to know about Kathmandu, who may not have heard you before?
There are a lot of surprises, but the no surprise would be that we're all just natural. Like, we're not doing anything special. We're just paying tribute to Bob Seger.
Okay. Do you want me to play a track off the CD? Should we do that?
Sure.
What track do you want me to play?
Traveling Man?
Okay, we're going to play track 9. We're going to come back. And have you guys, anything else you want to talk about regarding Kathmandu? We can do that. So I'm going to play track 9. And this is Traveling Man and Beautiful on Coral FM.
Up with the sun, gone with the wind. She always said I was lazy. Leaving my home, leaving my friends, running when things get too crazy. Out to the road, out beneath the stars, feeling the breeze, passing the cars. Women have come, women have gone, everyone trying to cage me. Yeah. Some were so sweet, I barely got free. Others, they only enraged me. Sometimes at night, I see their faces. I feel the traces they've left on my soul. And those are the memories that make me a wealthy soul. Tell you, those are the memories that make me a wealthy soul. Traveling man, love when I can. Turn loose my hand, cause I'm going. Yeah. Traveling man, love when I can. But sooner than later, I'm going. The memories that make me a wealthy soul. interest that make me wealthy. So we'll be right back.
just don't need it all.
That was Bob Seger and Traveling Man and Beautiful from the CD Bob brought me of Bob Seger songs, which is great. Kathmandu is in the studio once again, ready to play another song live. So I'll let you guys take it away.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, can't listen to the engine, morning hours, one lone song. Can't think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. Or your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. You're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, just wish the trip was through. Yeah. Say, here I am on the road again. Here I am, up on a stage. Here I go, playing a star again. There I go, to a restaurant strung out from the road. Can feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can hear them talk, other times you can't. All the same old cliche, is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. Here I am up on a stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go. Spotlight more than a million miles away. Every ounce of energy try to give away as the sweat pours out your body like the music that you play. And then later, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, smoke today's last cigarette, remembering what she said. See, here I am road again. Here I am up on stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go.
That was thank
you.
That's one of my favorite Bob Seger songs. So
it's a lot of people's favorite songs.
That was what my friend, a good friend of mine, calls the shiver factor. That was man, that was good. You guys took 10 years off. Why? Like, what happened within the 10 years when you went back to playing again? Did it change? Like, when an actor, you know, returns back to a role or revisits a role, whatever they've done in between that time sort of changes things. So how about you guys? How did that, what was that like?
It just got to a point, we were really busy back in those days. That was the heyday for Kathmandu. We were playing one-nighters.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Thursday,
like
Friday,
all
Saturday.
Over. Yeah.
We'd do a Friday in Toronto and a Saturday in London and back to Burlington for Sunday or something.
The chain,
like that, you know?
Yeah.
and we all have families too, so it was difficult. But we managed to do it, and it just came a natural time to just take a break,
mm-hmm.
which we did, and just happened to be 10 years.
And I think during that time period, the whole music scene saw, you know, a bit of a change. Live music, unfortunately, you know, that we were going through a recession at one point, and a lot of bars were closing up.
Yeah.
A lot of them couldn't afford bands anymore, and the bands that they could afford would play for the door and stuff. So the demand sort of tapered off. Now, lately, myself personally, I've been finding that it's back on an upswing, which
mm-hmm.
is good for
yeah.
bands like Kathmandu or Beggar's Banquet or whoever, because the demand's there. And
it is.
I think that had a huge part to play in it. At least I remember in my time during that period, I wasn't even with Kathmandu, but I was feeling the same thing in the local bands that I was in. You know, there was sort of a dry spell where, you know, guys were like, well, we can hire a DJ or, you know, whatever, right?
I don't know.
Why would we be
yeah.
a band, right? And fortunately, that time has passed, and it seems like we're coming out of it again.
Yeah,
live music's well and alive and strong.
There's a backlash happening. It's like, I want vinyl. I want cassettes. I've talked to several bands about this. They're releasing stuff when they can on vinyl. It's expensive to press, but now they're releasing stuff on cassettes as well. They're going back to the format of cassette. Why? Because they say it sounds better than an MP3, right? Than digital stuff. So, and again, a lot of people are recording live off the floor. They're doing analog and stuff. So we're going back to tangible. And I interviewed somebody recently, and I said, what's the best format? What's the best media format? And he said live. The live element is the best media format. I thought that's a great answer.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Sure.
100%.
Sure.
There's an energy and there's a give and take between the audience and the performer that really, you just can't get it except for when it's happening and mm-hmm. it's live, and there's that element of energy and
and it's true.
There's like a nervous energy and there's an excitement energy that you just can't capture. And when you, even in a recording situation, when you're tracking to a click and one guy does his part, then the next guy does his, it's good and there's merit to that, but there's something to be said when the band comes in and they do it live. There's an energy there that you just
and
can't
it all
get,
flows right? Because the other way is like doing a film. It's stop and start, stop and start, stop and start. So the energy is like this. Whereas you're live, everything flows and there's always the unexpected. And when you're on stage, when music's on stage, there's not a fourth wall there is watching a play. the music sort of, the audience, they sort of, they feed each other. I mean, they're doing theater, but there's like, it's a different kind of structure. Audiences, I don't know, there's something, music is just a language. It can reach anybody, any age, any walk of life, and I guess, you know, that's why it's so powerful.
Well, and I'm not trying to hog the mic here, but Sam Phillips said a quote years ago,
yeah.
Music is perfectly imperfect.
And yes.
I think with the computer age and Pro Tools and things like that, music got very stale. Everything was perfect. Vocals were pitched. Things were cut, edited. Now, you know, like you said, there's almost a resurgence going back
there
to
is.
That. The perfect imperfect. And I think that's what you get in a live performance. Will there be mm-hmm. mistakes? Probably.
Yeah.
But that's part of it. That's what makes it human. That's what makes it real. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah. Otherwise, it sounds kind of clinical. You know, mm-hmm. even these young guys I was talking to, I put on a CD in the car and then I put on a cassette. It sounds so much different. And cassette is like portable vinyl. So if they could carry vinyl around, I guess they would listen to that. But, yeah, I find it absolutely fascinating because I've been working in different medias for years because I also work at a film store. So there's VHS versus DVD versus Blu-ray. And you still have people coming in buying VHS. And usually the people that buy VHS also buy vinyl. That is something I've noticed. Is there a favorite Bob Seger song that you guys like to do? And why? And what are all three of you listening to right now? I'm just curious. Paul.
Favorite song live?
What's your favorite song to do in the band live? And what are you listening to right now on a personal level? I'm just curious.
Favorite song live, I would say probably is Fire Down Below.
Okay.
And listening to, I listen to quite a bit of like... country rock, folk rock kind of mm-hmm. stuff. Like Jason Isbell is the guy I've been listening to a whole lot lately. He's the only guy that comes to mind, a new artist that I've been listening to a whole lot lately.
Okay.
I've seen him a couple times, and he's from Alabama, so he doesn't come around to Canada very often, but great songwriter, and he has a great band. He's a great guitar player.
Okay. So. Jay?
I think, for me personally, a favorite song with this band, and you got to remember, different musicians tend to play certain songs better or stronger than others. Like, I gravitate towards Fire Down Below myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's an energy that happens when we kick into that one off the first note. It's just, there's something there. And it's really great. And I love it. I have a blast. Every time we play it, I'm in seventh heaven. So for me, musically, what do I listen to? I float around. I listen to all kinds of stuff. You know, I grew up on the Beatles and stuff, and I went through Jethro Tull phases, Chris Isaac, old country, and jazz, like Pat Metheny. But there was, you know, I've always been a huge fan of Gordy Johnson and Big Sugar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had a project called Grady.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I was a huge fan of that, and I'm hoping he puts out another. A Cup of Cold Poison is probably my all-time favorite rock album right now. I'm just waiting for him to get off the Big Sugar boat and go back to Grady and come back around.
Yeah, so, yeah, he might. You never know. It's possible.
I got my fingers crossed anyway.
He's an interesting guy. What about you, Bob?
It's hard to say. There's a lot of songs that are my favorites, but probably my all-time favorite would be Against the Wind. That song just takes me back to before Kathmandu. I was doing Against the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
When Bob Seger put it out in 1980, I learned it then. So, but there's a lot of favorites that I have.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
And the music I listen to now, I don't listen to the radio a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I have a record collection at home too. I have a bunch of records. I listen to some old Grand Funk Railroad. Ken Hensley. Used to be the lead singer in Uriah Heep.
Oh, yeah, right, and okay.
He had a solo album back in the 70s. I listened to that quite a bit. It's one of my favorite albums.
Okay.
But again, I listen to everything. I listen to jazz and rock and roll and, you know.
That's good. Do you guys surprise each other on stage? Do you ever improv?
Yeah, all the time. There's tons of improvisation going on. And that's, again, you know, the beauty of a live scene or a live musical event is mm-hmm. that, you know, there is that improvisation. It will certain things from the album be there? Of course they will be. There's signature things that have to be there. But
yeah.
I think the best bands are the ones that find those spots and they improvise there. And it's different every night.
Yeah.
And it just, again, it just gives an energy and a vibe that, you know, you just can't get if you're just kind of following the routine.
You're not a direct, like, you're the essence of Bob Seger. You honor him, you know. It's not Bob Seger, but it's everything that is Bob Seger, which I think is really neat. You have your own style, your own sound as well, which is great. Is there anything else you want to talk about regarding the 29th?
Come out and...
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Come out and have fun with us.
Well, it's going to it's going to be an awesome show. The both bands, you know, are stellar players.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fortunate this time around that we actually have a second guitar player joining us.
Oh, yeah.
Which isn't normally the case.
Okay.
Glenn Affelt, an outstanding
musician. Where is he from?
He plays
in town.
Yeah, he plays all kinds of tributes. He tours all over North
America.
Didn't
he play with Glenn at one point? A long time ago in Sticky
Fingers? Yes, he did.
In Sticky Fingers?
Yes.
Maybe that's why I know that. Yeah, that's why I know
his
name.
He's been around the block. But he's with us. So
great.
I'm really excited about that. I've known Glenn a number of years, mm-hmm. but I've never actually worked or played with him like this. So for me, it's really exciting to have him share the stage with me. So
that'll be fun for you guys.
Yeah, it's a great chance to do a local show and get a bunch of local guys together and just be a big party.
It'll be a big party, all right. Does the audience, do they yell out requests all the time? What are the audiences like?
Well, they do. Yeah, they do. The audiences are great. I mean, people come out to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. We entertain them, and they're a great audience. We've always had great audiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. I bet you I know half this audience, too.
That's what makes a band, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you have quite the following in this area, too. Do you want to play something? Should we play something else from the CD? Would you want to do that, or do you want to play another live tune? It's up to you guys. You want to play something?
Why don't you pick one? Pick your favorite song.
I like Main Street.
There we go.
I like Main Street.
I love that one, too. That's a good one live.
I do. Yeah. We're going to play Bob Seger Main Street on Coral FM.
Down on Main Street. down on Main Street. Yeah. Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. Hey.
Memphis song, old Memphis song. I used to smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day. It was the hardest thing to put them away. I drank 4 or 5 bottles of wine. I kept a glass in my hand all the time. Breaking those habits was hard to do, but nothing compared to the changes that you put me through. Trying to live my life without you, babe. It's the hardest thing I'll ever do. Trying to forget the love we once shared. It's the hardest burden I'll ever bear. All right. Like that. I had the worst reputation in town. For chasing all the women around. I thought changing my way of living was hard to do, but it's nothing compared to the changes that you put me through. I've done everything I tried to do, but it's gonna take a miracle.
Bob Seger, that was Bob Seger Live that Bob Young gave me. It was just really great. So we played trying to Trying to Live and before that, Main Street, one of my all-time favorite songs. So the guys are just packing up, but just wanted to mention that the tickets, I'm going to let you guys do the ticket thing. I mean, I've got the poster here. Should I just read it out? You can read it out. This is your radio show. So,
next Saturday evening, the 29th of November at the Wax, upstairs of Bobby O'Brien's. Kathmandu will be performing with Beggar's Banquet, Rolling Stones tribute. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 at the door.
Yep, and they're available, I think, at Encore. Where else? The Guitar Corner, maybe, I'm thinking.
The Guitar Corner, yeah.
And also Far Out Flicks. So, yeah, there's lots of places to buy tickets. Yeah. That is great. Well, I don't want to thank you guys so much for coming in because this has been great. And it's such a treat to have you playing live in the studio. And I will definitely be there on the
29th. Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing
you. Thanks for having us. It's right in the hood. So I'm going to play some more Bob Seger here. And, on Coral FM.
Thanks.
I think I'm going to play... I don't know what I'm going to play. I'm going to play Night Moves. Because, you know, that's a signature Bob Seger song. They're all laughing at me now. Night Moves on Coral FM.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, all the renown. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes. Points all wrong, sitting way up high. My 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, practicing our night moves in the summertime. Some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, driven by the sword. And we steal away every chance we could, the back room, the alley of the trusty wood. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share. Yeah, practicing our night. Southern Michigan summertime. Sound of thunder, how far off a sad wonder. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves? You just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves. Bottom closing in.
Bob Seger and Night Moves. And I just had Kathmandu as my special guest in the studio. So thank you so much, Bob, Jay, and Paul, for coming in this god-awful weather. I hope I can get home. So if you didn't hear before, the concert is at the Wax, which is a cool, it's like right beside Bobby O'Brien's. It's a cool little club upstairs. And it's Kathmandu, Bob Seger tribute, and along with Beggar's Banquet. So as I said, for the next 2 weeks, I thought I would dedicate Coral FM to two local bands, two bands that have been, you know, playing around this area for a long time. And so this week, I dedicated my show to Kathmandu, which is was lots of fun. It was great. They played, you know, having them play live in the studio and then playing Bob Seger at the same time. That was really great because I'd never met these guys before, and that's a real treat to, you know, have my own concert in the studio. Then next week, Beggar's Banquet will be here with Glenn Peltier and Mike McDonald. So this will be really interesting as well. They're a Rolling Stones tribute band. So this is going to be quite the night. You don't want to miss it. It's a 19-plus event, I should say. There's $10. Tickets are $10 in advance. You can get them at online at ticketweb.ca. You can get them at Encore Music and probably the Guitar Corner, I'm thinking, and at Far Out Flix. We have them at the counter. Just ask us. So this is going to be lots of fun. There are 15 at the door, too. You can get them $15 at the door. So like I said, right downtown at the Wax. So this is really cool. I think they may have played last New Year's Eve, too, with the Crazy Diamonds as well. I think because I missed the show, but it's possible because I've heard of Kathmandu. I just had never met them or talked to them, so that was really neat.